Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning.
And Cassandra McKissack. Good morning, Cassandra.
Oh, what an awesome day. What an awesome day and an awesome topic.
Already. This topic, I am feeling this topic. This topic is going to definitely take somebody to a place they've never been before. You know, it's like with the TV show, and they would say, how many of you, it was Mission Impossible, will you boldly go where you've never gone before? You know, and that's what it feels like when you tap into our topic today, when you really grab a hold of this, it'll take you somewhere you've never been before. And, you know, and that's exciting, Cassandra. You know, it just has something fresh, something new, something challenging. That's what life is all about. You know, that's what makes life exciting. You know, you don't want a ho-hum life, you know, ho-drum life, just making it. Just, you know, I heard Dr. Joyce Myers once, she was doing a talk, and she really gave a great explanation and examination of when we're complacent and just being mediocre, living at mediocrity is just not good. And I know we think it is because we think being comfortable is a great place to be. But even Paul said, I reach toward the mark of the high call. And so when you're reaching and stretching and going and working towards something, that's when you really feel that power. You know, you talk about that power of your possibilities when you're stretching going forward. And so this topic today is going to do that, Cassandra. It's going to stretch someone to go somewhere. And even if you just stretch a little bit, you know, sometimes it's like with working out. A little bit of stretch will do a whole lot for you. It's better than just sitting there on the couch doing the same thing. So, you know, I'm excited about this topic. I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm so glad you said, yeah, let's do that as a topic. And because it is one, it's absolutely my favorite topic. I talk about it all the time. But I say it a little different. I say, do what you love and the money will come. Because someone taught me that about 20 years ago. And I believed it. But you also have been doing some exciting things. You've been traveling all over the world, Cassandra, and you bring back with you a wealth of knowledge. And so I'm going to let you share what you've been up to lately and talk about this. Do what you love. Love what you do. I want to hear more about that. But I want to first welcome all of our, I want to welcome all of our guests to the show. Welcome you. for tuning in. Our listening audience, we love you. We care about you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions and your strategies and your struggles and your challenges, because we are going to solve them live and in living color. So we'll be back to you. Don't go away. Get your phone lines ready. Get ready to hit your number one key at about 20 after the hour. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to take more calls today than we've ever taken. So definitely get ready to dial in. If you're not dialed in yet, here's the number for you to dial in, 347-945-7991, and text someone. Text someone, tell them to dial in to the hottest talk show on morning radio, right here.
Absolutely.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Free radio, y'all. Free radio. Call in, talk to us. It's free. Doesn't cost you much. So go ahead, Cassandra. Tell us more about
this.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach Melissa. I am so excited to be talking about this this topic, because I'm telling you, it is just amazing that you can do what you love, that you can live your dreams. You absolutely can. Now, listen, this topic is so hot. You want to share it with someone else, like Coach Felisa said. So go ahead, call someone else, text them, Facebook them. But I'm telling you, we're going to talk about the topic that you want to hear about. Do what you love. Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm telling you, that's part of the impetus of me writing my book called Discover the Possibilities, because you're on a journey of discovery, a journey of uncovering who you really are. Because, folks, that's what we're talking about. This is my passion, because I've been here. I've been in this place of, oh, my God, I want to do what I love, but I don't even know how to start. I don't even know how to do it. Well, we're going to tell you how to do what you love. So I hope you're listening. Hope you got some pen and paper. Yes, do what you love. I hear some of you saying, I don't know how to do that. Listen, I've tried. You know, I want to do what I love. But right now, to do what you love, don't make getting paid the focus. Do what you love the focus, okay? Yes, you got to dig deeper. You might have to do some research to assist you in becoming more knowledgeable about that topic, right? So it just depends on what it is. The goal is to just do it. You've heard Nike say that for years. I'm going to tell you the same thing. Just do it. And like Paul told Timothy, I charge you to move ahead, to get up, to take one step, put one foot in front of the other, make a step toward it, make a vision board, write it down. You know what you want to do. You really do. You really do. If you need some assistance in uncovering and discovering what that is, that's why Coach Felisa and I are here. That's what a good coach does. We help you through instruction, giving you direction. We're going to support you, support your goals and your dreams. We're not psychologists. We're not counselors. But we have what it takes to assist you with going to the next level. We're here so you can bounce your ideas off of us. We help hold you accountable. Okay, we're going to assist you in creating the new you that you want to be. We're going to help you make it happen, you know. And first and foremost, just like I do every day, I hope you do every day, we're going to acknowledge God, and he's going to direct your path. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Bible also says in the multitude of counselors, your life safety. So come on, we'll work with you. We will assist you. That's real talk, folks. That is the real talk. I was reading yesterday, Sarah Jakes, you may be familiar with her. She is the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes. She wrote on her blog, you'll never see growth in your own garden if you constantly are planting seeds in mine. Okay? I'm glad you want to help me out, but you've got to take some time to help yourself out. So you're either spreading news or you're creating awareness, okay? Just make sure whatever you're doing is making you better, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
and so you've got to do that. You've got to do what you mm-hmm. love to do. You've got to make that the focus, mm-hmm. even if it means doing it for free. You may have to keep another job mm-hmm. for right now while you do what you love, but every opportunity you find, and I hear Coach Louisa saying all the time when she got started, she says, hey, I volunteered everywhere. It didn't matter. Shelters for battered women and children, you know, and all kinds of volunteer opportunities. She looked for them. I've done the same thing. You know, when you are passionate, you don't care if people are paying you or not. And you keep doing it, and the money will show up. That's what's so exciting.
Mm.
You know, that's the wow effect. Oh, my God, they pay me to do what I love to do. You just have to open your heart to the good. Open your heart to others, okay? And it can happen. It can happen. You know, and Sarah mm-hmm. went on to say that every thought is an investment into who you will become. Each moment is your opportunity to turn those thoughts into a reality. So really what she's saying, and what I've heard others say, what I've said, you're really creating the world that you want, okay? And you want to create a beautiful world, a world where you're with beautiful people. And I'm not talking about exterior. I'm talking about people that have a heart to do what they love to do. You're creating that world. You're creating that circle of influence. Listen, kick the negative people out. Don't let them pay rent in your head anymore. Get rid of them. We've got to have you come forth. And what's in you, it's got to come out of you. And something else I want to share
yeah.
with you. This is from Coach
yeah.
Melissa. She talked about the four basic steps for public speaking. And I did a little twist on it because I said, you know what, really, this can be for anybody doing anything. Number one, don't try to be someone else. You know, you can only be the best you. I can only be the best me. I can't do you. I might try,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to fall on my face because that's not me. Yeah, you can assist me. I can get some, you know, pointers from you. But make your focus being the best you. Number two, become an expert. Learn as much as you can about the area that you love, okay? So do some research. Talk to someone. Get some help. Talk to a mentor. Get a mentor. Get a coach. You know, get what you need to be successful. But go talk to the folks that are doing what you do. Three, practice your craft in front of everyone. Every time you get a chance, you know, every time I get a chance, I'm motivating someone. Every time I get a chance, I'm inspiring someone because that's who I am. It's what I love to do. I love to help people. Be passionate. Absolutely be passionate because I know when I'm around folks, they'll say, my God, you're so passionate. They will see that you're real, that it's coming from a real place in your heart. Number four, go with the flow. And I got to add this. I got tickled when I read that, Coach Louisa, because I also say my little motto is go with the flow of the go in God. So, in other words, he's going to fill you up with that passion, and it's going to spread out to everyone you see. Okay? So
yes.
feel the goodness of what you're giving. Okay? And you know what? If you like it a lot, someone else is going to love it a whole lot. So when you are just passionate, that wow effect is going to come out and people are going to say, hey, let me come on board. Let me help you. Or do you have a book? Let me buy that book because I can see it's done something to transform you. I want that same thing to transform me. So, you know, so I hope
yes.
you've gotten a clue.
Yes.
about do
yes.
what you love, and the money will show up. But make a focus doing what you love. Isn't that a great takeaway, Coach Louisa? That's awesome.
That's
I'm excited.
Yes, it is. It is. And what we know is that we know this is what, here's what we know, people. Here's the thing. It really works because we are living, breathing examples of it. this radio show would have never been born if I wasn't doing what I love.
All right.
To get up, to put together a show every day. You know what, Cassandra? There were mornings, and I can prove it from my archives, there were mornings when there was no one listening.
Wow.
For months. Every day on the air, Monday through Friday, when no one tuned in for months. No
wow.
one tuned in. I got the archive proof of it. 0-0-0. Okay? And I didn't give up. You see,
wow.
that's what so many people do. That's why they miss being able to fully enjoy what they love, because they give up because no one's watching, looking, or listening.
Mm.
You know,
wow.
I was, you know, and you know this too. You know this to be true. I was posting, Cassandra, on Facebook when all of my friends and all of the people now that are my 2,000-plus friends on Facebook, they were not on Facebook. When I got
wow.
on Facebook in 2000 and on 2008, the majority of the people who are my friends now were not on Facebook in 2008. I was on there. I was making posts. And, yes, it felt foolish. It felt foolish because the few people I would mention it to would go, I ain't doing that. That's stupid. That's for children. My kids are on Facebook. And but I kept going. So I don't know if that was one of the points, but maybe you had it wrapped up in there. But one of the points is you gotta keep going even when no one shows up, when no one's listening, when no one pats you on the back, when no one calls your name. All right. If now who's on? No, I don't. We know you're on the line. When I put out money to rent a building in Elizabeth, New Jersey, on the corner of East Jersey Street and Grand Avenue, I held many seminars there. My signs went up. There were many seminars when no one showed up. It was just me and the empty room.
Wow.
But I kept going. I kept doing the seminars until what happened? Webinars became popular. And I switched. I closed the office and I start doing webinars. See, so you're right. When you love what you do, you see the only way you really know you love it is when you can do it even when no one shows up.
Now that's real.
You know,
that is a real place. All right.
Sure.
You preaching now.
Bishop T.D. Jakes. I've heard Bishop T.D. Jakes, the pastor here in New Jersey, in Rahway, New Jersey, where he has thousands of members now, Pastor Powell. I've heard Pastor Lawrence Powell. I heard these people testify that when they first start, even Creflo Dollar for that matter, I've heard his story. They preached to an empty room for years before they ever got a congregation.
You know,
and
I've heard
so many people
say that
wanted,
so many times. Yes.
This is the truth.
Yes, you're
people
right.
People want to start at the top. People want to start at the top. Okay? And they don't realize that you don't start at the top. You get to the top by starting at the bottom.
Come on now.
And when I mean bottom, I don't mean like in some horrible place, but I mean starting at level one, ground one. Because
right.
even if a person who is at the top could bring you to the top, you wouldn't know what to do there, because the lessons that keep you on top are learned while you're at the bottom.
Now you better say that again. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. See, a person can. That's why big CEOs who have children, they don't bring their children into the company and start them out as a VP. They start them in the mailroom. Most pastors and bishops, they don't. sure, they see your gift, and they could start you out. Even Jesus had to go through, the Bible says, even he had to go through some hardness and some hardships so that he could learn discipline. Now, what does Jesus need to learn about discipline? He came here as a child. He didn't come here as a grown man. He came through the womb of a woman just like you and me, because what it takes to stay at the top and be successful up there, not just be up there, but to be successful up there, is learned when you're at the bottom as you work your way up. So, you know, so we love teaching this message to people, because a lot of people, here's the thing, get this, a lot of people feel they're at the bottom. Good, good. Because you're on your way to the top. But while you're at the bottom, make sure you're taking notes. I tell my sister this all the time, and other people that I'm coaching, and they're in bad situations. I say, they call me up from the job, whatever. Get out your notebook and take notes. You're in that place. You're at that level to take notes of either what not to do later, or you're there to take notes of the problems that you're going to come back and solve. But if you don't know those problems exist, how would you be able to go back and solve that problem? The mother, the person that goes, you know, I look at Tyler Perry's new movie coming out, Single Moms. If this man had not probably grew up in a household or been around single moms, you'd see, it would not make his story as powerful. But anyway, that's what I can share about it. Do what you love. The money will come, because here's why the money comes. Because I know some people say, it's not all about money. It's not all about money. Okay, well, go to ShopRite. Go to Kroger. Go to Publix. Go to whatever stores in your town and try to buy something without it. You're not going to do it. Get in your car. Try to drive that without money. Well, even try to get a car without money. That's how we get That's how we get America's Most Wanted.
All right.
It's because people try to want to take something. No, you have to. It costs money to do these things. Try to take a vacation. I know we could take virtual vacations and all, but I know we got to get our callers in, and I want to turn it back over to you. What we got? So callers, we want to hear from you. But the love part, the money part comes because, like Cassandra said, when you do something so long, you ought to, 40,000 hours, I forget the author that says this, but 40,000 hours makes you an expert. And this is why I tell people, people pay for experts.
All right.
I learned that little trick from a lawyer. I learned that from a lawyer. When they get ready to, when they have cases, they call experts to the witness stand. And you know,
That's right.
Well, we want to hear from
and
you.
Your
the phone lines are lit up.
Yeah.
Your passion, yeah. We want you to. I want to see hit your number one key. I want you to tell us, what do you think that you can do to empower yourself, and how are you loving what you do? If you could tell us in 30 seconds or less, we'll take your call. But go ahead, Cassandra, while we're waiting to those.
Because I want to mention,
hit your number one,
you know,
key.
We're all about
hit your number one
trying
key.
To.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, make sure you hit your number one key so that we can know you're in queue, so that we can pick you up, you know, or you can inbox us if you want. But listen, it's easier probably just to hit the number one key unless you're a little bit shy, you know, and you put a question in the inbox, we'll ask the question for you. Yes, and so the other thing, we're, you know, folks, All About Entrepreneurs is all about empowering you. And I had an awesome opportunity to have to visit a virtual salon. Can you believe that? A virtual salon that Dr. Venus is doing called Seven Figure Black Women Millionaires. Do you hear me? And the information is applicable. Is available for men and women. They have a call-in number, or just go on Facebook, I believe it's Dr. Venus Reese, or go to her website. But there's a call-in number, and you can get it on the website, and they are talking about how to make your passion, how to live your dream. And I'm telling you, it is hot. It is dynamite. You can inbox me if you are interested. But they are talking about how these women became millionaires, how they became millionaires. And I'm telling you, it is an exciting journey. You know, we've got that hashtag, Power Your Possibilities. Oh, my gosh. They were talking about the possibilities of what it takes to live your dream and make millions, you know. And like they said, they became a millionaire in their head way before they got the manifestation of the money in their hands. So they were doing what they loved to do. And do you know what they all said? They said it was a lot easier to make the millions than it was struggling trying to make the $50,000 or the $20,000. Can you believe that? That making the millions, when you get, you go with the flow. Like Coach LaLisa said, you get to a place where, bam, you are making it happen. And you're going with this flow, and the money is showing up because you're doing what you love to do. So that's a real place, folks. And we're going to help you get there, too. But I just want to mention there are other resources out there to assist you.
You know what? You're going to do it because you are primed and ready because you've been at the bottom. You're on your way to the top. You know, my mother used to say, when you're at the bottom, there ain't but one way to go. And when we, again, bottom don't mean you're a measly person. It just means it's a place where God starts you out at so that you, it's just like watching a butterfly try to come forth, you see, from the caterpillar. You have to, it has to get its wings as it comes out that cocoon. You know the story, and so you have to get your wings. But we want to hear from you. Hit your number one key. I see that you're on the phone. Tell us, what do you think about this topic? Love what you do. And answer the question. Answer the question for us live on the air. Don't be shy. Don't be. And maybe you don't love what you do yet. Maybe you still need help with how to find what you love. Because some people, you know, it sounds like an easy thing to do, because here's the thing. When you love what you do, you can do it without it being, it's not about money. A woman, Miss Candy Dickinson, she went on, she passed away about eight years ago, but no, yeah, a little bit more than that, you know, somewhere around 2000, actually. And if you've been around New Jersey for a while, you know who I'm talking about. As this woman used to come in, she used to teach us that if you can do it, and you can do it even if you didn't get paid for it, now you're beginning to tap into what you love doing.
Come on now.
If you can do it, and you would do it even if you weren't getting paid. Like I know some people, they love defending people, like as a lawyer or something, but they could do it even if no one pays them. So like for me speaking, I can do that even if no one pays me. I'll go, I'll travel. I've gotten in my car. I've driven hours. I drove all the way from New Jersey to Kansas City, 26-hour drive. And we hit a tornado when we got there, sort of like Wizard of Oz. It was too funny. And this last, you see, that's how you know it's the real deal. And when you find that, now, like Cassandra is saying, put it all in. Put it all. I think they say in sports, leave it all on the floor. You put in everything you got. And you just be relentless. I met a guy in New York. I met Relentless in person. This guy wrote nine books while he was locked up. He wrote nine books while he was locked up in prison. Now he's a mega author traveler. Yes, we got our caller, area code 216. Talk to us. You're on the air with Coach Cassandra and Coach LaLisa.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hi, what's your name?
We're doing great.
My name is Deidre Gunter. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Deidre.
Go,
thanks for
Deidre.
Calling.
Yes, welcome, welcome. So what do you want to say about this love what you do?
Well, you know, I will say this. I've struggled with that issue for a long time because I love to do a lot of things. So for me, it's been it's been kind of hard to actually figure out exactly what I want to start first because, one, I'm a visionaire. And so being a visionaire, you see so many things that need to be done and so on and so forth. But one of the main gifts that I love to do is motivational speaking. I love to encourage. I love to build up other people. And that also helps me out when I'm going through something is when I take the focus off of whatever it is I'm going through and I can encourage somebody else. And I love to push people into their destiny. So I do that naturally, you know. But I was scared, and I always see myself as a motivational speaker, you know. I mean, literally. But then life issues come sometimes, and it tends to cloud your vision. Like, is this what God called me to do? Like, at one point I had a passion to teach, you know, the truth about God's word because I sat under so many ministries that were walking in error or teaching error. And then I had ended up going through what you call postpartum psychosis, and it just seems like after that whole ordeal, that desire was taken from me. You know, so I guess I'm moving on to the next thing, which is motivational speaking. So I don't know.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Deirdre, with this, with your thoughts and your questions about finding out what you really want to get started with doing. That's so powerful. And how did you hear about the radio show, may I ask?
Cassandra, she invited me.
Oh, okay. So wonderful.
Yes,
just checking, because I wasn't sure. I said, you know, but no problem. So but these are very, very, very good points that you've raised. Definitely. You know, having many, many ideas, I run into that all the time especially with a lot of people, particularly young people, but with a lot of people. Because, you know, the Bible talks about how God has given some people many, many gifts, and we know He's unlimited, possibilities are unlimited, and that can keep people stuck sometimes. And I know one thing I tell my students, and they all have this problem, just about. They all have this problem. And I tell them, but you know what? Sometimes when we're paralyzed because we can't get started with one thing, sometimes having so many things that we want to do can kind of paralyze someone. So, you know, we talk about how to prioritize, and, you know, it's not that you're not going to do all of them, especially, it doesn't matter what age, because if God wants you to live to be 200 years old to get it all done, if He's giving you all these desires, but you just, sometimes we just need to, you know, start with one and do that, because sometimes it can be a distraction to try to focus on many, and like my pastor trained me to believe that you can chase two rabbits, but you can't chase two because you can only catch one. So that can sometimes be a delusion to have us wanting to do so many different things, and then we get stuck with, but I don't know where to start. And here's the thing, if you love all of them, then it really doesn't matter which one you start with. But sometimes you can start with listing them, writing them down, and then begin to prioritize, which one do you love the most? And then see if you can come up with a top three. And then maybe from there you might look and say, but which one needs to be done now? Who's dying if I don't do this one? Like when I deal
come
with youth,
now.
You know, who's going to stand out on the corner and lose her virginity, or who's going to go out there and get shot up because they, you know, who's it's like a doctor when they're in the ER room, and you know, sometimes in the hospital you go there, sometimes they'll let some person sit there for a minute, but that person's injury isn't as bad as the other person. And somebody comes in with a cardiac arrest, they're going to take that person over the person with the sprained ankle, you see. And so you know, you can look at your, but they're going to get to that person, you know. That's what the way I look at it. But go ahead, Cassandra.
Yes, that's exciting. I'm so glad that you called in, Deidre. I tell you, Coach Lalisa and I, we are the dynamic duo when it comes to coaching because she's a power coach and I'm the possibility coach. So we're absolutely going to do a free session with you to help you narrow your focus and get you going.
Right.
We're going to help jumpstart you, power you up to the next level because you have
Woo-hoo!
So much to offer, and we want to help you focus in on that thing that is the most important to you. So we're going to help you make it happen.
Awesome.
And I just want you to be encouraged and know that what you have is a possibility. And I'm telling you, that possibility is going to be a reality. Last night, I felt like, you know how you're sitting and you're quiet? And I heard this in my heart. Everything I see and do is a possibility. It is a possibility. So let's focus on the thing that is most in your heart. That thing that is the most heartfelt, that's what we're going to move toward, okay? That's your I can do it. That is the walk of faith you're going to take. Doing what you love is a work of faith, okay? Just putting one foot in front of the other, and you've got to make it happen. You've got to make it happen, because if you don't, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to live a life of humdrum. But when you speak up, and even just some basic things, Deidre, do you have a vision board? Have you started to, every day, whatever that vision, you're saying it's a public speaker, write that vision down. Put it on your board, and then every day you should be doing something toward what you want to become, whether it's joining Toastmasters, whether it's getting a mentor who does what you love to do. We love what you want to do. Talking to coaches, it doesn't have to be us, but we would love to work with you. But the point is, there are some tangible things that you can do besides just thinking about it, because it's not enough to think about it. You've got to focus on who can I, you know, surround myself with. You know, it's just like if you're a very negative person, you need to start surrounding yourself with positive people, because, you know, they're going to rub off on you, just like negative people will rub off on you. So whatever you want to become, get with those folks. You know, that's your tribe. Those are the people that are going to help you make it happen. And that's what we do. We make it happen. We make dreams realities. We make your potential a possibility. We help you power up to be that thing. And you'll look back 6 months, 12 months from now, and you'll say, oh, my God, I am doing it. I am living the dream. So, folks,
that's
our passion. Yes.
Well, guess what, Cassandra? We have our free gift today. I just posted it for the first three people. We're only going to give out three of these because this is one of our more valuable packages. But we're going to give you not only a coaching session, because you can get a free 15-minute coaching session anytime. Well, you just got a free 5-minute session just now. So we're going to give you an actual. We give them out every day. We get them every 5 minutes. But you're going to get an actual package, and that package includes webinars, CDs, and also some group coaching from Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. But you got to be one of the first three. Yeah, this is huge. You got to be one of the first three that post on our radio page, not on my page, not on Cassandra's page, but you got to actually go to the, and I'm posting it on I'm posting it on Facebook. The website is facebook.com/AAE show, AAESHOW. When you post on that page, the first three people that post on that page, those are the three people, and I hope, Deidre, that you're one of them. Well, we know you won already for calling in. So you're one whether you post there or not. So you, so Deidre, are you on Facebook, Deidre?
I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
No.
Beautiful.
I'm on Facebook.
You are. So do you know how to go to www.facebook.com/AAE Show?
AAE Show?
Yes.
Yes. The AAE is the acronym
for
All
About
Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
I'll post the link on Cassandra's page in case you're her friend as well. And you go to that as soon as you jump off this phone. Make sure you're one of the first three, because here's the thing. People, it fills up fast, and people, and Cassandra, you know, she's telling everybody to listen to this show. So when she tells people to listen to the show, then I know she's all in the, she'd be all in the gas station telling people, tune in. People be working on her tires. She'd be like, tune in to the show, tune in.
Yes, because I love people.
I'm the same way. I'll be standing in front of ShopRite, but we got time for one or two more callers, so hit your number one key. Get into the excitement. Get into the fun. Get in on this, because you don't – listen, I've missed out on a lot of things in my life, and I made a vow. I'm not missing out on too much more. I'm showing up. Listen, I show up before they open the doors. I'm there waiting to get in, because I learned somewhere along the way that – that showing up is 80% of success.
All right.
Showing up is 80%. So when you see a sign that says, like Cassandra said, attend that particular seminar or webinar that Miss Venus and the Black Millionaire Women were putting out, sometimes you know you hear these things and we don't show up, but showing up is 80%, and I've learned that from people like some of your best inspirational, motivational speakers around the world, whether it be Tony Robbins, whether it be, it could be Napoleon Hill, it could be Les Brown, it could be Oprah Winfrey. It doesn't matter. Whoever your significant person that you hold in your mind, it could be Cassandra McKissack, whoever it is. These people, that's what they all have in common. So you got to show up. And I know the young people have a term, but we'll keep going. So, but they say turned up, but I'm saying turned down so that you can show up, so that you could be around for a long time. We got another caller. This is another number, I'm sure. Yes, good morning. Area code 908. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what do you think about today's topic?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Who is this?
This is Pastor Janet Green from Memphis, Tennessee.
Pastor Janet.
Yes.
Oh,
hey,
Pastor Janet.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
Good morning.
Tell us what you think about the show.
Oh, the show is marvelous. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, well,
this is absolutely.
I tell you, what? So you're all the way in Memphis, and so do you love what you do, Pastor?
I love what I do. I can do what I do. if you wake me up at 3 a.m. in the morning, I can start doing what I do.
What you say?
If you wake me up. this is just great. And you know, my thought on the topic is this: it would be amazing, and it would be life changing. It would be literally world changing if we taught this concept to our children.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We would not have so many adults in this world right now that are doing things that they literally detest.
My God.
And
you,
I mean, this is so true,
Jesus,
of the work world today.
Thank you, Lord.
How many people in the workplace today hate what they do, but they just get up,
my Lord,
because of the check every morning.
My Lord.
Most people don't even
because
know
like
why
said,
they go to work.
Wow.
I was
people
reading. They don't even know why they go to work. They get up and go to work because somebody before them went to work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They do. Mm. People work a job. because somebody ahead of them in their generation worked a job and told them this is what you should do and never taught them what you really should do. It's what you love to do, and you should monetize that.
Now that, woo, Pastor, woo, Pastor Janet, correct?
Yes, yes.
Pastor Janet,